With SRN News, I'm Bernie Bennett in Washington. The United States has toppled Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro, who was seized and taken to a detention center in New York, where he will be put on trial for narco-terrorism. Maduro arrived on Saturday evening at an American military base after being captured by U.S. forces in Caracas. At a news conference at Mar-a-Lago, President Donald Trump says the U.S. actions in Venezuela were on the we're in the oil business. When it comes to other countries that want oil like Russia or Iran, we're going to sell it to them.
We're going to have presence in Venezuela as it pertains to oil, because we have to have, we're sending our expertise in. So you may need something, not very much. But no, we're going to be taking out a tremendous amount of wealth out of the ground. And that wealth is going to the people of Venezuela and people from outside of Venezuela that used to be in Venezuela. And it goes also to the United States of America in the form of reimbursement for the damages caused us by that country.
There are legal questions about the Trump administration's capture of Nicolas Maduro and claims that the U.S. will run the South American country.
Experts claim the U.S. military's capture of Maduro may violate international law. An early architect of former President George W. Bush's policy in Iraq is now a law professor. That expert says removing a strongman is much easier than ensuring the transition to a stable democracy. Congress hasn't authorized military action in that region, but also hasn't passed measures blocking the Trump administration from acting.
That's Washington correspondent Andrew Stewart. U.S. forces seized Maduro in the middle of the night. Rebels chanting liberty draped in Venezuelan flags over their shoulders in South Florida Saturday to celebrate the U.S. military operation to capture Maduro and remove him from the country. It's a stunning outcome that they had longed for, but it also left them wondering what comes next in their homeland. More on these stories at SRNNews.com. I'm Bernie Bennett in Washington. Is your toddler on social media? Correspondent Michael Harrington reports.
According to a new study from the British government, nearly 40% of kids between the ages of 3 and 5 years old in the United Kingdom are on social media platforms regularly. We're talking about the big platforms, Instagram, Facebook, TikTok, and Snapchat. This report lands amidst growing concerns in the UK and the US and elsewhere about the harm social media is doing to teenagers, let alone kids who might not even be potty trained yet. Michael Harrington reporting.
And British conservatives are calling for a human rights activist to be stripped of his citizenship over past social media posts containing anti-Semitic language. The leaders of conservative and reform parties also want Ala Abed Al Fattah deported following the discovery of tweets. The activist has apologized for the posts while claiming that they were taken out of context. Critics said that he used social media to urge violence against Jews and other Zionists. More on these stories at SRNNews.com. When it comes to Iran, public policy expert Michael Contetti says that President Trump's critics are once again wrong about his policies.
After Operation Midnight Hammer, our strike on the Iranian nuclear facilities, the commentariat all pronounced that this would strengthen the regime, that Iranians would rally to the regime. In fact, the exact opposite has happened, and the Iranian people are showing their frustration.
Contineti spoke to the Salem Radio Network, and he said that Iranian people are protesting due to rampant inflation and lack of basic utilities like water and energy. Following the recent renaming of the Trump Kennedy Center to include Donald Trump's name, several artists canceled their scheduled performances. Rick Grinnell, the leader of the organization, has stated that the artists will face consequences.
If you do this because of political reasons, then we will sue you to get our money back. And so we are suing Chuck Redd for one.
Grinnell made his comments to the Salem Radio Network. This is SRN News.